Right, our next public hearing is change of zone number 2014 J&amp;T Properties, which I believe there is a request to consolidate presentations with change of zone number 2023 Jane Brady.
And I'm looking at Mr. Willard, Mr. Chairman, to see if that's his wish.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Willard, when you get a break, if you come up here and chat with me for a minute, is it your intention to no, right there, you're good right there.
A secret conversation.
No. Everything is open and above board. We're nothing if not transparent here at the planning.
You're not going to break for dinner, are you?
Okay, no. Although it crossed
my mind.
It did cross my mind.
You want the short version or the hut version?
You should bear in mind everyone is hungry.
Yeah, we've already had the hut version.
In the interest.
We're picking on you.
Mr. Chairman, I can't hear you.
Okay. In the interest of expediency here, it's my understanding that you would like to consolidate presentations with the change of zone 2014 and change of zone 2023. Is
absolutely
that correct?
Yes, okay. They are adjacent properties. Well, they were filed at a different time. We requested that, so we appreciate their being scheduled at the same time.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anyone from the public to benefit from the comments I'm getting ready to make, but I'll give you the short version. Sure, we'll consolidate presentations because the applications are nearly identical except for their ownership. And when we vote, we will vote on them as separate applications.
So our first, Mr. Chairman,
it's
change of zone number 2014, which is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.57 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Savannah Road, which is Route 9B, approximately 620 feet northeast of the intersection of Savannah Road and Old Orchard Road. The 911 address is 1545 Savannah Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, Map 12.05, Parcel 12. Submitted into the record, we have a copy of a survey, the applicant's exhibits, the Dale Dot service level letter, a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, and the staff analysis, and zero comments. Our last application is CZ 2023, which is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Savannah Road, Route 9, at the 911 address 1543 Savannah Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, Map 12.05, Parcel 6.01. Also submitted into the record for this, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits and conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the Dale Dot service level letter. We have a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis, and we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, Drew, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Tim Willard with Fuquay, Willard & Schaub here in Georgetown. My clients are, I'm going to refer to them as Julie and Jane, and I've gotten permission to do so, if that's all right with you.
Okay.
This is Julie Knowles, and she's the principal in J&T Properties.
Okay.
And she owns parcel 12. Next to her is Jane Brady, and I reluctantly refer to her as Jane because I used to work for her. But she says it's okay. Yeah. That's another story, yeah. So this should be quick. Why? Because your comp plan designates these properties commercial already, and it's in their coastal zone. We're talking about Westcoats Corner, for those of you that know Lewis and drive into Savannah, where Westcoats comes into Old Orchard Road on 9. That's the parcels we're talking about there. That one that's marked right now is Jane's property. And if you go to the one to the left, that's J&T's property. Yeah, that one there. Little history. Jane, I think, bought her property in 1987. Been there a while. She doesn't live there anymore. And I think Julie's father bought their property in the 1990s. A little history on Julie's property, the longer one. It was applied. Mr. Fuquay actually did the application in 2010 for conditional use for a two-story medical building. and it was approved. It's conditional use 1830. I have the minutes and everything. And it was a conditional use back then. Planning Commission, you all, I don't know if Chairman Wheatley remembers it. It was approved, and then the council approved it. It had some conditions, but it really died on the vine because they just kept getting jerked around by DelDOT. And when I say jerked around, it just, the cost changed, and it just became intolerable to do the entrance. Obviously, since that time, a lot has changed, including your comp plan, which is in 2019 comp plan has designated this property commercial, and it's in a coastal zone. And as I'll just quickly go through, the area is certainly surrounded by commercial. And I'll tell you a little bit about what's going on with DelDOT. So their plan is to change it, or they're asking you to change it to C2, which partly the county's already decided that's appropriate. And they're working in concert with a concept plan for a couple medical buildings. But we don't need to get into it too much, but DelDOT's already in messing around with this property and condemning certain, we're talking to them about the entrances, and you'll see a slide on that. So things are moving ahead in that regard anyway. So I had a PowerPoint that I put together, and I don't know if that's an exhibit dealing with. I have hard copies of it too, if I can hand out.
We got them. We have it.
And I will race through it a little bit. Can I hand these up to, this may be different what you have. Unless they, just double check. When I emailed that over to you, it wouldn't send for various reasons. So if we can run through that, just go down the next page. Those are the two conditional or change of zones. 2014 is Julie's. And this is just an area. I don't need to go into much detail there with you. If you zoom in more, you can see that the area that's marked white, that's not the top of a white roof. That was my effort at making an X on the property. Yeah, pretty lame. Well, I used one of those whiteout things that you roll across. In any event, right down the street from it is a Dollar General, and there's the liquor store, and across the street is the coffee shop, and down the street is Weiss and Five Points, Walgreens is across the street. So it's surrounded by commercial, quite frankly. And you're right off Route 1 where there's commercial on the other side. You know, since Jane got her property, in the back, you see the H's sort of on the top side? There's some medical offices back there that were more recently constructed, and at least in the last 10 years, the one that just sort of encircles their property in the back. And you'll see how Westcoats is going to be joined to Old Orchard behind Dollar General and all those things, and you'll see a site of that. So if you just go to the next page, even see that my X is looking better.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. But I don't need to drive this home too much, but you can see they're surrounded by commercial. But if there's any doubt in your mind, you can go to the next thing and just pretend you're down there on the street. That's looking across. Oh, no, that's looking towards the yeah. Okay, you're going to have to come up here and be sworn if you're going to chime in. So,
we're telling you.
I know. I was being sort of smart, but they're right. DelDOT's already moved in and took some trees, but the brown house on the right is Jane's house, and the property on the left is J&T properties. You see the Dollar General. Go to the next slide. And that's looking away from their properties towards that corner, a cleaning service, a guy that does barbecue. There's a coffee place down there. And you can go to the next slide. That's looking north, or looking west, rather. There's Walgreens. You see Sorrento's restaurant, a little shopping center there. And then it segues into Five Points, where the Weiss is, and the car wash, and Capriati. So very commercial area. Next slide. That's looking south towards Savannah, and I know I've done at least 4 or 5 conditional uses on Savannah, where they keep sort of the housing, but there are a lot of conditional uses that just do medical offices. Next slide. That's the future land use plan, and you see in the top right corner, you see the yellow and the red. I know my slides aren't quite as skated as Mr. Hutt's, but I circled the area of Westcoats Corner, and if you go to the next slide, see that this is the future land use plan where it shows that that's red right there for your commercial within the, and that's, I believe that's J&T's property. And the next one should be, I'm sorry, there's a future land use plan again. Okay, next slide. Yeah, I don't think this is my PowerPoint. This is what was sent earlier, which is fine. I revised this and sent a PowerPoint with similar slides because it was out of order a little bit. But they're both, you've got the point, they're both commercial in the future land use plan. So that's DelDOT's latest plans. And if you can see, that's, if you're going up, straight up on that, that's going east towards Lewis. And you see the two properties to the left. Yeah, so that's Jane's property and that's J&T's. So DelDOT is taking a lot of portion of the property. They're lining this road, getting rid of Old Orchard that comes out here. There'll be a light, and DelDOT has given already, and believe me, this has been a chore, but they've given right in and right outs onto this property, onto Jane's property and this property. And we have a concept plan with a cross-access easement for two small office building, medical offices building. So DelDOT's kind of unusually ahead of the game on this. There may be conversations about how the taking will play out with the condemnation and the development of the entrances, but that's for them to deal with and us to deal with. Next slide, please. Yeah, so there's a concept plan that where they would have the cross-access easement to fairly modest medical buildings on either side. Again, that's a concept plan if they get this, but it seems appropriate for that area, the whole area's medical offices. And there's a demand. In fact, J&T Properties, Julie's family has a physical therapy business with several sites all over the state, and their original plan was to make one of their offices on their property there. Next slide. There is one. Oh, it's State Strategies 1 and 2. I don't need to belabor that. There's utilities are available. You probably should just go to the next slide because that's pretty lousy, that slide. But that just showed that it is a level two and there's utilities available for both sewer and water. I think I have, this is definitely not my PowerPoint, but these were just my arguments that the structure is in a growth zone, which is a coastal area, commercial area. It's concentrated forms of new development that are asked for in growth areas. Its proximity to other municipalities, its presence in existing public sewer and water, the location is near major road, can't get much more major than 5 points, and the character intensity surrounding it is similar to level one and two, and in fact, one of the listed zoning areas for this coastal area in your future land use plan is C2. So I've prepared proposed findings, which reiterate in a more formal way that this complies with your comp plan and makes sense.
And those are to our director and
would you put on separately?
I can call my, unless you have questions for me right now, I was going to call the owners of the property up to see if they have anything you want to say or confirm what I have said.
Right ahead.
Why don't I take Jane first? So, Jane, you've heard my representations to the commission. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes. My name is Jane Brady, and Tim has told you the truth.
Okay.
He's a good kid.
He was my first encounter with a traffic ticket.
And I didn't play it. I took him. Yeah.
All right.
He wanted me to, but we went to trial, didn't we?
Threw a book at me.
Actually, can I? As an aside, I was hired by her to be a prosecutor down here in '89.
Yep.
And it was shortly after that she took off for higher ambitions.
There you go.
And the rest is history.
It's part of my history.
Yeah, part of mine, too.
Julie? And, yeah, do we swear them first or not?
No, we don't swear here.
Okay.
What you said was true.
We
need your name.
Julie Knowles.
And what he said is true.
What he said is true.
Noted. All right. See if anyone has any questions for you, Mr. Willard. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I have no questions.
Is that right?
I have no questions.
Did we start with you? Did I start with the wrong person?
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm sorry. Who was I supposed to start with?
Anything medical is a need, and this is just basically commercial infill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it's medical. If, yeah, like we need these facilities desperately.
Okay. Sir?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, that I mean to neglect you.
Medical is a massive need, and this is basic commercial infill.
All right, okay. Mr. Whitehouse, anything?
Not for me, thank you.
Staff, anything? Counselor?
Just a reminder, you know, I know that there's, this doesn't, I don't think, come into play at all, but, you know, medical's a proposed use, but it's a change to C2, so it could be anything that's permitted in the C2 zone.
You're giving my speech.
Yeah, right.
Appreciate the...
And the other thing, Mr. Willard, next time, if you could bring more copies, because there's five of them and two of us, and there was only five copies, so we're shortchanged a little bit, and so...
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah,
I hustled to get my PowerPoint up there, because it's whatever. That's my problem, not yours. I will heed your advice.
Yeah, thanks. We're short.
Willard, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Doesn't appear to be, but we have to ask the question anyway. So is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone? What are they? Change of zone number 2014 or 2023? Anyone like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Yes, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.